Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, if you were listening last week when we started this new series, I spoke to Karen Sutton, who was part of the team taking part and raising funds for the hospices in the Prudential London Surrey 100 cycling event last weekend. Alas, on Sunday, we heard the sad news of the death of Chris Cook, who was taking part by fundraising and cycling on behalf of the two hospices. Joining me on the phone to talk about the latest developments around this tragic story is the chief executive of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices, Nigel Harding. Good afternoon, Nigel.
Good afternoon to you.
Welcome to Radio Way. Now, for our listeners who are maybe unaware of what happened to Chris on Sunday, please can you give us an update?
Well, it's a bit difficult at the moment to tell you exactly what happened because the coroner is involved still.
Sure.
But Chris was riding with a group of 12 riders who were raising funds for Woking and Sam Beer Hospices. They were all doing very well. I think Chris was doing his best to chivvy everybody along and make sure that everybody was together. He was riding with his girlfriend Nicola, and they started climbing Newlands Hill, which was probably about halfway around the course. And Chris sadly said to his girlfriend Nicola, "I'll see you at the top. But, you know, you drive care or ride safely." And unfortunately, Chris collapsed near the top, and Nicola was in shock when she sort of saw him lying on the side of the road. Chris was airlifted to hospital, but sadly died.
Now, obviously, Chris was raising funds because I believe it was his grandparents who were both cared for at the Sam Beer Hospice.
That's right. In actual fact, Chris's grandmother actually was cared for at Woking Hospice, and Nicola's grandmother was cared for at Sam Beer Hospice.
Now, you've been in touch with the family. Obviously, our thoughts are with them. It's for his mother Sue and his girlfriend Nicola Tate, a rather tough time.
Oh, I think it's a terrible time for them all. You know, this is such a shock. I really can't imagine how they're feeling. Having spoken to them, they're all being very, very brave about it. They're being fantastic. And they're caring about everybody else, quite honestly, as well as themselves at this moment in time. But it's just a tragedy for them.
That's right, because as you say, last week I was talking to Karen. Karen was one of the riders. She was getting the team together. They were staying overnight in London. They'd had a meal, and they all set off together. So obviously you find this sad news once they got back to London must have really hit them badly as well.
Well, that's right. I think I got a phone call at about 6 o'clock in the afternoon just telling me of the sad news. Karen herself came off her bike. I think the weather conditions were appalling, and I think she came off in Dorking. As I said, I was hoping to be up in London for them, but I was stuck because of the weather conditions in both West Byfleet and Weybridge. So I saw all the riders go by, but didn't sadly make it to the end of the...
I was actually a volunteer marshal in Walton-on-Thames, and I got soaked twice, so
right,
we know what the weather was like. But since Sunday, though, Nigel, the online donations to Chris's Just Giving page are just rocketed. His original target's £500. I had a look just there at 1 o'clock. 37,880 is the current total. Amazing figure?
It is absolutely astounding. And quite honestly, Chris was raising money that would go into our normal funds. Talking to Chris's mother, Sue, this morning and talking to Nicola yesterday, that we want to make a lasting tribute to Chris. And because we are on the middle of sort of building a new hospice down in Goldsworth Park for us, I'm sure that we will name something after Chris. I've already talked to him. Apparently Chris's real interests were in water sports, and speaking to Sue this morning, we are going to name our dragon boat race after Chris. And in actual fact, it's a coincidence, really, that Chris's birthday was on the 6th of July, and actually we are holding next year's Dragon Boat Race on the 5th of July, so it ties in very much with that. And as I said, they're very close, very happy for us to name this the Chris Cook Memorial Dragon Boat Race.
Fantastic. And as I say, other plans obviously will come to fruition over the coming months as the new hospice is built.
That's right, they will.
Now, obviously, if people still want to donate, they can do to the website?
Yes, please do, to the Just Giving website. And if they look up Chris Cook on Just Giving, they can donate whatever they would like to there. And as I said, you know, everything that goes into a lasting tribute to Chris in the new hospice.
That's right. And if you're looking for Chris, it is spelled K-R-I-S. So it's
Chris
K-R-I-S hyphen Cook, and that will find it. And also, Nicola's organising a memorial cycle ride this Sunday, I believe, at 9 o'clock in honour of Chris at Newlands Corner.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be there on Sunday just to sort of talk to the riders that have given us so much support and giving Chris and the family so much support. So, yes, I'll be there on Sunday as well.
Okay. Nigel, thanks a lot for joining me on the programme. I'm sure we're going to be chatting more in the future about more happier events, news and
Absolutely.
Different aspects of the hospice. However, I think it was appropriate today to give an update on the developments and the increasing donations. So, once again, Nigel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Andy.